Wall Street landlords in Florida are getting absolutely crushed. They bought these homes thinking that rents would go up, but the math just broke. Take this house just outside of Tampa. A Wall Street home buyer bought it in 2021 for $290,000, and they tried to increase the rent by 56% right after they bought it. But since then, demand has fallen. They've had to cut the rent to $2,300 a month, and it's still sitting on the market vacant. Meanwhile, property taxes on this house have spiked to $7,500 a year, meaning that if they get their rent of $2,300 a month, 27% of it is going to go to taxes alone, not to mention insurance, maintenance, management, and vacancy. This is happening all over Florida. Rents are dropping, vacancies are rising, and expenses are skyrocketing. These big landlords, they bought thousands of homes, and now many aren't cash flowing at all. If enough of these investors start bleeding money, they'll have to sell. In fact, this sell-off might have already started, and that's when the flood of inventory will hit the market. Want to know if your zip code is next? Check it on Reventure app before these landlords begin dumping homes.